Proverbs 10 and verse 22. Don't let the blessings of God destroy your life.
Amen.
So how could that be? Let me say it one more time. Don't let the blessings of God in your life destroy you. Everything that looks good to you, everything that smells good to you, everything that feels good to you, everything that tastes good to you may not be good for you. Yeah. Anybody got that?
Amen.
Now, I know it's the first Sunday of the new year, but I'm going to wake you up, all right? So, and we're going to have to go deep. We got to peel the layers back. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and it addeth no. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. You see, you can be a success and a failure at the same time. I don't really want to. I know some of y'all going, if we wasn't in church, you might fight me. But let's look at Elvis just a little bit. Elvis Presley. They called him the king of rock and roll, and here he thought he was. He actually wasn't. And he was very successful. But he, in one part of his life, a God-given gift that he had, his voice, which never ever failed him, not one time. But other parts of his life, Marlo, were out of control. So you can be a success and the failure at the same time. And we can go on and on, especially in the music entertainment world. I mean, you know, the 27 Club. Elvis wasn't in the 27 Club. But anyway, that being said, we can go on. And not just the entertainment world. You can be a success and a failure at the wrong time, all at the same time. And just the fact that I prayed 3 months, and God, we always do, those of you who are visiting with us today, we do a verse. God gives me a verse for the year. We'll read this verse a lot this year, and I can tell how the year is going to go by the verse that God gives us. There are some people that know the sound of my voice is going to get whatever I'm going to preach this year, whatever God tells me to. And at the end of the year, this time next year, you will be very blessed. Do not let those blessings destroy you. There are tons of examples in the Word of God that were very blessed people, but it destroyed them. Solomon is one of them. He had so much that it was bizarre. The Queen of Sheba came and said the half wasn't even told. But his blessings, as he called them, let him get away from God. And he started building idols and temples for his 600 wives and his 300 concubines to worship their gods at. And guess how that worked out? You can read the Bible and find out it didn't work out very well, all right? Just the sheer fact of having 900 women in your life is problematic, all right? I mean, how many pretty women do you need? And I can assure you he didn't get ugly ones, okay? That may not, anyway, that didn't go over too well. But anyway. And so that's how Ecclesiastes come to be. He took a tour of the world. He had so many pretty women to look at, Mr. Tate. He got tired of looking at pretty women. And so he went out in the world to see what was going on out of his controlled environment that he controlled through power. And he decided he had all the pretty women in his place. So he went back and said, I'm not going back out there no more because them folk crazy. You understand what I'm saying? And so he realized on that trip, he wrote Ecclesiastes when he got back, Matthew, he realized he did not have everything under control. Now, focus, class. I know you think you do, but you do not have everything under control. Because just about the time you think you do, you're going to say, uh-oh, I forgot about that. Come on. You know how this works. We gotta get together on church, okay, so we can go. We gotta baptize today too, all right? Now it won't take long, but you gotta listen and respond. So wake up, okay? Are y'all with me? The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Now, the word rich there, I know some of you are already looking at your stack of money and thinking, Lord God, come on, Jesus, I need it, okay? All right. This word rich here, it involves finances. But I know people that have plenty, 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 plenty money, but they cannot price buy what they need.
Right.
There were prayer requests mentioned here today that money would not fix. You could build them a house, Massey, out of money, $100 bills, glue them together and build them a house and put them in it with whatever's going on with them, and it would not fix. Now, money will fix a lot of things. Solomon actually said in Ecclesiastes, money answers all things. Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 6, the love, now there's nothing wrong with money. Nothing wrong. God made money. All the money in the Garden of Eden, there were four rivers, they were full of gold. So our money is supposed to be based on gold. We got rid of that idea in the early 70s, I think, decided we had fire, we ain't got enough gold, so we're just going to print us some more, all right? Well, we see how well that worked out for us, all right? So anyway, it worked out by like the friend of mine that had him a money-making machine. And that's called, what's that called?
Counterfeit.
Yeah, that's right. He wasn't really much on the laws, okay? Anyway, that being said, and as long as you went in a nightclub where it was really dark, after midnight, where everybody was really drunk, you could spend that red money, okay? They couldn't, yeah, all right. Anyway, this is a true story, by the way, okay? It didn't work out very well, though. The pleasures of sin are for a season. God put all the money in the world, Jessica, that's ever going to be in the world. We just need to get it out of some folks' hands and get it in some people's hands. Because you know all that stuff I mentioned during prayer time? All that stuff about them toys? Somebody had to work and get some money and buy them toys. So when you quote that scripture, the love of money, or the money is the root of all evil, please quote it right. The love of money is the root of all evil. All right. Now, my uncle, he's dead and gone now. My daddy's oldest brother, if he was here sitting on the pew, I'd say the same thing because it wouldn't bother him because it's true. He loved money. I mean, he loved it. He had a big roll in his pocket right here. He took it out and he'd smell over there once in a while. I mean, he loved money. He told me that about the first $100 bill he ever saw. He says, the prettiest thing, Scott, he says, the prettiest thing I ever laid eyes on. He said, now, son, don't tell you ain't Imogene. I said that, okay? All right. So he loved money. Now, his sister didn't have no money, and so Kaylee, when she'd come down to the store, Deb, and visit, he'd just take it out and smell of it in front of her, and she'd leave so mad. I mean, she just, you know, I mean, she didn't love money. What she got, she thought it was meant to be spent quickly, all right? And so that's not necessarily the best plan either, all right? So we need to be wise. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. It will bless all parts of your life, okay? It means your health. It means your marriage. It means your church. It means your children. You know, when your child gets sick, you'd give all the money in the world to fix that if you could, would you not? So you get my point. God cares about everything about us. He cares about our stuff and our finances. And He cares about our health and our children. He cares about all of that. And so we're going to have to look into all that and find out what God says about it. So God wants to bless His church, because we need money to do all the stuff we do for the kingdom of God. I was telling someone about our ministries in India, 15 churches and 2 orphanages and going into the leper colonies and all that. And they said, well, what organization underwrites all that for y'all? I said, you're looking at the organization right here. And it kind of blew their mind. But I said, God does somehow do that. He does. God, give yourself a hand clap right now, because you give and you do that, all right? And God's not going to forget about it. God can put money in your hands. And so go to Proverbs 13:22, if you would, please. Because I'm like David. David just got real ill when the wicked people had money. He just got real, he didn't like it at all. And God said, don't worry about that. I'll take care of it. 13:22, a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children or his grandchildren. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Now, what's going on here with this verse? God said He laid it up, Micah. If He laid it up, He's going to put The wealth of the sinner is laid up for... Come on, talk to me. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the... So that's a transfer. God transferred out of their account into my account, and I'll use it for the glory of God. God can do that. God can do that. He's a good God, and God can do that. Because money makes a difference in your life. And I know a lot of preachers talk too much about money, and I know some are scared to talk about it because they're worried about what somebody's going to say. I'm not trying to get your money out of your pocket into my pocket. I hope this year I can teach you how to give and live and have more money in your pocket. Because if you have money, you can do things. You can make things happen on this earth that needs to happen for the kingdom of God. I think 70% of the parables that Jesus told have to do with, it breaks down to money. Sowing the seed, for instance, and the three people that God gave the talents to, 10, 5, 1, I hadn't read, didn't read the story this morning. But they went and invested, and one of them hid his. And he come back, and he said, no, I don't need your idea. Hide money in the ground, that ain't what we need to do. The other ones invested and had more money, so they took away his money and gave it to the one that had the most money. And people think, well, he didn't need it. Yeah, he did need it, because he took it and made something happen with it. You understand what I'm saying? And so you got to make something happen with the talents and the gifts and the blessings that God gives you. That's what we do here at this church. And so God has blessed us for that, because that's what the church is put on earth for, is to make something happen. We were on a job early 2000s. I think Matthew might have been 18, and we were digging a hole in the ground 50 by 15, 6 foot deep to put a cell phone tower foundation in. We were in Op, Alabama. I don't know if you ever heard of Op, Alabama. I know a lot of people go there for vacation, and so I can see that none of you know where that is. We was actually at Brantley, about 20 minutes north of Op, and in the last dip in the corner, Matthew's on about a 60,000-pound machine. In his last dip, it was a pretty, it was ready for rebar. I mean, it was ready. But that last dip, water started running in the hole. He hit an underground river about 6 inches in diameter. You know, it don't take long to fill up a hole with 6 inches of water, Brother Mickey. I don't care if it is a 50 by 50, 6 foot deep, which is a pretty big hole. It doesn't sound that big, but if you walk up on it and say, my God, what are you going to do? Well, we were going to put about 300 yards of concrete in it and put a tower on it, and we ultimately did. But we had a problem. So I called the people working for, et cetera, et cetera. Went through all this, and they come, looked at it, and said, my God, the hole's full of water. I said, yeah, I told you that on the telephone. I mean, that was a brilliant analysis. But anyway, and so I needed a lot of trucks. I needed a lot of trucks to come haul dirt off, haul some in. And everyone I called, Massey, everybody I called, they was busy. And I think they were getting $45 an hour then, because that's been 20 years ago. And so the last guy I talked to, Jessica, he said, I can't come tomorrow, I'm busy. I said, well, what do you get paid an hour? The company I was working for put me on time and material, which they rarely do. And so I said, well, what do you get paid an hour for your truck? He said, get $45 an hour. I said, well, will $65 an hour free up some of those trucks? He said, where do you need them to be and how much? How many do you want? You remember that, Matthew? I just asked one question. I said, well, $65 an hour, will that free up any of them busy trucks? And he never batted an eye. He never coughed. He never changed tone, Rudy. He just said, where do you need them and how many do you need? Why? It just changes things. Okay. It can also change you for the worse. So when God blesses you this year, see, I know people right now, I don't have $1 million to give them, but I could give them $1 million. And 30 days later, they would not only have spent the $1 million and wasted it, but they'd owe somebody $1 million. Some of y'all ain't good with finances. I can tell right now, this is going to be a rough year, Lord. It'll be a tough year right here, but God, we're going to plow on through it anyway, all right? Amen. We got a lot to do for God, and we need a lot of money to do it. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. So God's got it laid up. He's just waiting for the right time to slip it over in my account. I don't even have to know who does it. When I get to the call from the bank, says somebody just put $1 million in your bank account, I'm saying, that's good. I'm going to come over and get a piece of paper that says that. I don't like these verbal phone calls when we're talking about $1 million. And so, Brother Scott, are you crazy? Well, don't give me no medication. I'm good where I'm at. I'm believing God to bless me. How many in here is believing God to bless them? Amen. There's nothing wrong with being blessed. And God blesses His people. You're blessed today to be here. Amen. You got clothes on that's clean. You was able to comb your hair and wash it with soap today. You understand what I'm saying? Those are blessings we take for granted. I've been to countries they don't have all that. So God has blessed us, and He will continue to bless us. If we continue to honor Him, He will honor us. So the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. God wants to do good things to us, through us, and with us. And so now there's two things we got to do, and we're going to baptize. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 10. Joshua, chapter 10 and verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10, New Testament. You want to read this verse of Scripture, because this verse right here is a dangerous verse of Scripture. And if you get involved in it, your blessings will go down the drain and you'll go with it. He's talking about the 2 million people that were in the river, the wilderness with Moses. They were there 40 years. And this is why they died. They died because they run their mouth. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. If all you do is complain, you're going to wind up in this verse of Scripture. If all you do when you wake up in the morning is complain to when you go to bed and never be thankful for the things you got, they will slowly slip away out of your hand. And if you have blessings, you won't even enjoy them, Miss Arlene, because you're complaining all the time. So there's two things we have to do. And I want to practice them today. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And when people ask you how you're doing, and this is going to be, some of you are not going to do it because it's just too simple. People ask you how you're doing, Mark, when you go in the store, they always ask you how you're doing. I always say, I'm blessed. I need some prayers, but I'm blessed. Yes. Train yourself. You're going to have to train yourself to do this. Because we're trained in our society to say the opposite. What do people say? If I ask them how they're doing, 99% of them, you know what they say, Hilton? Well, I got it pretty bad, but wasn't no good to complain when nobody listened. Exactly right. Sure, ain't nobody going to listen, and it won't do no good. That's 100% correct. But if you go in the store and somebody asks you how you're doing, you just say, you start that conversation off, and you set that precedent of that conversation by saying, I am blessed. Can y'all say that with me? I am blessed. I don't care if they're pulling your light meter when you get home. You know you're going to be in the dark because you can't pay your light bill. Guess what? Their folk on this planet has never even seen electric light.
That's right.
Amen. I've been to their mud huts. I know what I'm talking about. Okay? They live day by day with somebody trying to kill them because they love Jesus. So one more time. I am blessed. I am blessed. Now, some of them going to look out there and see what you're riding in, and the wheels, about the fender's done fell off of it. It's got spots all over, primer spots all over. It smokes, uses more oil than it does gas. And they're going to say, now that poor folk, he done lost his mind. He just got through telling me he's blessed. But when God fulfills that prophecy that you spoke, and you come driving up in a new car or a new car to you, he's going to say, now, whoa, now something going on here. Amen. That man is blessed. So just because you see somebody and they don't look blessed doesn't mean they're not blessed. Because what you just did is you judged them based on what you think. And I know it's going to be hard for you to process, but you got a year of it coming, and I have too. We don't know everything. It's going to be a rough year. I'm not going to say that no more. That was my last complaint. Amen. See, I caught myself. Y'all slipping. Didn't none of y'all correct me. Y'all going to tighten up a little bit, all right? Oh, you was thinking it? Okay. I am blessed. You're going to train yourself. I am blessed. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what you just went through. I don't care if you ain't slept in 3 days. You got to get up and go to work. And the boss folk don't care if you ain't slept in 3 days. You still got to work if you're going to get paid on Friday. I am blessed because I got to come to work and I had a bed to try to sleep in. Amen. How many in here is believing God to bless them? Amen. There's nothing wrong with being blessed.